the only changes that have been noticed is that around here in San Ignacio, in most of Zapata County, no families living on the ranches here, you see. They live on the town here in Zapata and San Ignacio. And now they have better roads, and they travel almost every day there to the ranch there.
Are the ranches big around here?
No, not very, very big. Well, you can have a big ranch like Beacon Ranch here, you see. But it's right on the highway. But their pastures stand, they stand very long there into the, to the east.
Well, now, so are the ranches bigger between Laredo and Hebronville than between Laredo and Zapata?
Yeah, there's some big ranches there, but I don't know much of the names of them.
What about the East Brothers Ranch? Have you ever heard of that?
Who?
The East Brothers Ranch.
Where is that?
Up toward Hebronville?
No.
You ever heard of Jesus Maria?
Who?
Jesus Maria Ranch.
I have heard about the King Ranch. It's a big concern there.
Tell me about the King Ranch.
I don't know nothing about it because I've been there. The only thing that is a big concern there, that the name of the King Ranch was, it came by the man of the name Colvin or something during the Secession War. They came in there and settled down there, and the King Ranch, you see, it's around what is Kingville now. I believe Kingville. It's a city that the name came from that Colonel King or something.
Well, what about, like, are there any ranches you can think of around here?
Sir?
Do you go to the ranches around here very often?
No.
What buildings are they on a ranch?
What?
What buildings are
they? Mostly shacks, wooden shacks.
Well, what are they used for?
Well, just for the cowboys to live in, you see.
And what else would they be?
That's all I know.
Oh, the big shacks.
They from there they start heading around the pastures, and that do all the work had to be done to the cattle, you see. But some of those ranches, they were 25-30 miles ago from town, so they cannot go in and out from the town here to the ranches on horseback, you see. Nowadays they can do it on pickups or trucks. Sometimes they hold the horse on the trailer there and do what work they have to do and come back here to the house.
What about, what kind of barns do you have on a ranch? Do you have any barns?
No, they didn't use because they had nothing to keep in the barn, just the cattle that was on the pasture. What they had there was just the corral to pen them up and work the cattle with on winning time and branding and things like that, you see. And when they want to round up for selling, and
what other buildings would you find on a big ranch then?
Well,
where do you keep
when we got to this place here in Zapata County, they don't keep big buildings there on the ranch like they used to do in the north there. Just naturally. In some ranch, for instance, in Salomoneño, there's an old place where you've been there.
Yes.
It's in Zapata, about 12, 15 miles from Zapata. There's some an old place that is on the highway going to Hebronville.
What's the name of it?
And Las Escobas.
I've
been there, Las Escobas, some old stone buildings that they were founded by the some people that all the players there on the last century, I guess, and the owner of the place there was living there with his family, Las Escobas. And there's another place there, Rondado. You ever been there?
I've been back.
Rondado.
Is it a big ranch or a small ranch?
It used to be a big ranch. I don't know why it sold the by the time. But we have in 100 years from now.
Well, tell me about the ranches, like Rondado, what kind of buildings would they have on there besides your shacks?